faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, the youthful Mary Hennig, schooled in crime by the treacherous Al Vincent, sees her plan to secure information concerning the Higgins letters, meeting with every success, and at the expense of none other than Lois Lane.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, some kids say it's out of this world. Some call it a dream dish. But everybody agrees that this week's pet dish of the week is a frolic of breakfast fun. It's a pep jamboree, you know. A dish that's just as nifty as its name. Now, here's how you make it. You pour out your regular serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Cover with that gay mixture, fruit cocktail, and a little of the sweet syrup. Pour on milk and pitch into your pep jamboree. It's colorful. It's flavorful. It's terrific. You see, you dig down through the juicy chunks of fruit to toasted flakes of Kellogg's Pep that are loaded with keen sunshine flavor. Why, Pep tastes a bang-up good. You want to finish off every delicious spoonful in your bowl. And that's the right idea, you know, because you don't want to waste cereal. Especially nowadays when we're sending the cereal grains to fellows and girls across the seas. So keep that in mind, gang, when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocers. Make it your job to see that it's not wasted. Handle the package carefully if you pour your own Pep, and polish off every bit you pour out. And say, kind of keep watch on your younger brothers and sisters, too. Make sure to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Now, the adventures of Superman. When Tony Sloan, a Daily Planet reporter, managed to secure several letters proving that Martin Higgins, candidate for mayor of Metropolis, is connected with gangsters and racketeers, editor Perry White was jubilant. Now, he told Clark Kent and Lois Lane, they could ensure the election of Henry Marshall, an honest man who had promised to wipe out the slums and thereby remove the worst breeding ground for juvenile delinquency. But somehow this came to the attention of Al Vincent, a crooked pawnbroker and political henchman of Higgins. Calling in Mary Hennig, a 15-year-old girl, also known as Chickie, Vincent offered her $100 to worm her way into the Daily Planet and retrieve the Higgins letters. Having met Lois Lane when the girl reporter had done some settlement work, Mary visited her, and by playing on Lois's sympathies with a phony hard luck story, made her an unwitting ally. As we continue today, Lois, her arm protectively around Mary's shoulder, is in Perry White's office, trying to secure for the seemingly nice girl a part-time job, as Clark Kent stands by. Listen.
I tell you, we are short-handed around here, Chief. We need another office boy. I mean office girl.
We don't need another office boy or an office girl, either.
But we do. Vinny should have someone to help him run copy. The poor boy is running himself ragged.
Are you kidding? He never ran a step in his life. If I gave him an assistant, he'd sleep all day.
Well, Miss Williams needs help in the filing room, doesn't she, Clark?
Huh? Yes. Come to think of it, Lois, Miss Williams has been looking rather tired lately.
There, Chief, Clark thinks we need Mary, too.
I don't care what he thinks. I'm running this paper, and
Mary can help Beanie and Miss Williams, and me, too. What's more, I'm sure she'll develop into a fine reporter.
Sure, look, Chief, Lois is right. After all,
No. We've got all the help we need, and that's that. And furthermore...
Now, you see what you've done, Chief.
What I've done?
Yes, you. Don't cry, Mary.
What's the matter with you two? Can't you see this girl's too young to go to work? She belongs to school. Now, young lady, if you want to amount to anything, you need an education.
Yes, sir.
Lois explained that Mary only wants to work after school and on Saturdays, Chief.
Then why does she have to pick on me? There are plenty of jobs to be had after school for bright youngsters.
Well, that's right, Chief.
But I want to work on the Daily Planet and get to be a reporter like Miss Lane.
No, you do, eh?
But if you don't want to give me a chance...
Now, there.
Wait a minute. Take it easy, Mary.
Lois, will you please make her stop that infernal crying?
I think you better take her out of here, Lois, for a minute.
I will. But you haven't heard the last of this, Mr. White. Come along, Mary.
Oh, all right. Goodbye, Mr. White.
Goodbye.
Have her wait in the city room, Lois.
Wait? What for?
Sit in that chair by Miss Bartrack. Yes, Mary. Now, don't go away.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Chief.
You certainly should.
I? Ashamed? What for? Oh, the way you treated that poor kid.
Well, I'll be...
Perry White, the great crusader, the knight in shining armor.
Yes.
The man who writes scathing editorials demanding that slums be wiped out, but not one word...
The man who screams in bold-faced type that children of the slums have no opportunities to overcome their environment.
Yes, and that we, the more fortunate members of society, are alone responsible for juvenile delinquency.
Well, what's that got
and
to do with...
And the first chance you get to personally help a deserving kid pull us out of the environment that may turn her into a delinquent, what do? You turn her down.
But what's that got to do with me and the Daily Planet? What are we running here, a social service agency?
Oh, now, look.
What am I supposed to do? Give a job to every prospective juvenile delinquent who takes it into his head to come
Chief,
in here?
No, you're not supposed to. Nobody's asking you to do that. All I want you to do is to listen to this kid's story before you throw her out.
Oh, all right. Give it to me, but fast.
Well, thanks. Well, here it is in a nutshell. Mary is one of six children whose father is dead and whose mother must support a family on a pension of $15 a week.
What? $15 a week for a family of seven?
That's right. And Mary figures that if she can earn the same amount, the total of $30 will just about see them through. So despite the fact that she dreamed of someday becoming a reporter, she's decided to sacrifice her ambition and quit school to get a job. Well, you know what that means.
Probably that she'll never overcome her environment as long as she lives.
And also that the first chance for easy money that comes her way will tempt her to grab it.
Yes, and that, as you well know, results usually in a kid's becoming a juvenile delinquent. The lure of easy money through crime is a temptation hard to resist.
You've said that 100 times in your editorials, Chief.
Sure, I have. Everyone knows that.
Well, but here's a chance to save one youngster from falling into it. Don't you think it's worth $15 a week to give her a chance?
She seems like a bright kid, too. Certainly deserves credit for her spunk.
I'll say she does. And she is bright, too. She was the smartest one in my class. Seems to have a real knack for picking things up quickly.
What do you say, Chief?
Well, if what you say is true...
Oh, Chief, you will give her the job?
Now, wait a minute. I didn't say that, and I won't commit myself either until we check her story.
But, Chief...
How do we know that this sob story she gave you isn't a phony?
Oh,
after all, we can't just take on anyone without references
or... Well, that's ridiculous.
No, it isn't.
Oh, the Chief's right, Lois. It is customary to check references.
Nonsense, Clark. She's all the reference I need, and I'm prepared to take the full responsibility.
Well, that's fine, but just
what's
the same...
More, I'll even post a bond for her.
What about a working permit? That's required, you know.
No, I'll see that she has one.
You certainly are sold on that kid.
Yes, I am. I think this is a fine chance for us to do something besides talk.
All right. For the love of Mike, get off the soapbox and bring her in here. She's hired. Now, Mary, I want you to understand that I'm hiring you without references and strictly on Miss Lane's say-so.
I understand, Mr. White. Oh, gee, I hope you won't be sorry, Miss Lane.
I know I won't, Mary.
I certainly hope so. You'll get $15 a week for coming in every day after school and all day Saturday.
Oh, gee whiz, that's swell. When can I start?
Right away. Oh, Lois, take her in and introduce her to Miss Williams and see that she meets the rest of the staff.
Okay.
Then come right back here because Tony Sloan should be here soon with those... Oh, wait a minute. Perry White speaking. Tony, where are you? We were expecting... Huh? What's that?
Something wrong, Chief?
Quiet, Kent. Go on, Tony. Yes. Yes, you sure? Oh, boy, that's wonderful. Swell. I'll contact Inspector Henderson. What about those Higgins letters? I see. Now, okay. Kent will meet you there at 9:00. Right. Now, be careful now. Goodbye.
Well, must have been good news. You certainly look pleased, Chief.
Like the cat that swallowed the canary.
Swallowed Martin Higgins would be better.
Hey, what's up? Tony discovered something new?
And how? He's been digging into Higgins' background further, and he has just come up with another of that rat's dirty business partnerships. A pawn shop that serves as a fence for a gang of young hoodlums.
Wonderful.
That's not all. The guy who runs the pawn shop, Tony says, conducts what amounts to a training school for boy and girl thieves.
Good heavens, who is this monster?
A man named Al Vincent.
Al Vincent?
Hey, what's the matter, Mary? Why have you turned so pale?
As the color drains from Mary's face, Lois turns to her solicitously, while Perry White and Clark Kent, their eyes suddenly narrowing searchingly, look hard at the girl. Is she about to give herself away as Al Vincent's agent? We'll know in a moment, so stand by for the dramatic climax of today's episode.
Say, gang, if you want breakfast to give your day a good start in life, latch on to Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Boy, there's a breakfast treat that is a treat. packed with sunny, golden toasted flavor for one thing. A keen, sparkling sort of flavor that perks up your appetite like anything. Pep is crisp, too, and crunchy, so tender it practically melts in your mouth. Why, Kellogg's Pep tastes so terrific, you can hardly wait to dig in and finish off every golden toasted flake in your bowl. Mom likes that, you know, because Pep is good for you. Sure, gives you solid whole wheat nourishment plus. What's more, it's never a good idea to waste cereal. And nowadays, we're sending cereal grains to help give good grain nourishment to fellows and girls all over the world. So, latch on to Pep, gang. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make sure there's no waste at your house. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and polish off every bit you pour out. Pass the word along to the rest of your family, too. It's so easy to do, and it's so important. Always eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
What's the matter, Mary? Why have you turned so pale?
Don't you feel well? No,
Mary, do you know Al Vincent?
Well, That is, yes, in a way.
Well, what do you mean, in a way? Do you know anything about Vincent's so-called school for juvenile thieves?
Oh, no, Mr. Kendall.
You're sure you don't know anything about the gang of young boy and girl hoodlums who meet in the clubroom back of his shop every week?
No, sir. No, I don't. Well, then how do you know, Mary? You can tell us. Well, it's just that I brought something into his shop to pawn once, and, well, he was very nasty to me. When you mentioned his name again, I just got scared all over again, remembering.
Oh, you poor child.
Now, don't you worry. He won't bother you or anyone else for a long time after tonight.
What do you mean, Chief?
Well, tonight's the night that Vincent holds his weekly meeting with the members of his juvenile crime club.
Were you serious about that?
Certainly. Tony Sloan got all the dope on that. And you, Kent, are to meet him in front of Vincent's pawn shop at 9 o'clock with Henderson, the detachment of police, to stage a raid on the joint.
Well, what about the Higgins letter?
Well, Tony's got him. He'll turn them over to you following the raid. Oh, and after that, both Martin Higgins and Al Vincent will find themselves where they belong, behind bars.
Hello?
Johnny?
Yeah, who's this?
Listen and get this to Al right away. The cops are going to raid Al's clubroom tonight at 9 o'clock.
What?
Shut up and listen. A guy named Tony Sloan, a reporter, is going to be waiting out front for him. He's got the Higgins letters. Got that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now get in touch with Al right away and tell him everything I told you. And don't waste no time.
Talking low and fast, Mary Hennig, who is known to her juvenile delinquent associates as Chicky, reports the details of the impending raid on Al Vincent's den of young thieves and puts the finger of doom on Tony Sloan, Daily Planet reporter. Is this to be the crippling blow, the end to Clark Kent's and Perry White's campaign to wipe out the metropolis slums, breeding place of potential young criminals? Don't fail to hear what happens in the next tense and exciting episode. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. You know, it wouldn't surprise me, fellers, if your dog sometimes wishes he were you. Then he could tell Mother what he likes to eat. And it wouldn't surprise me if he'd ask for Kellogg's Grow-Pup dog food quick. It beats all how many dogs beg for it. Grow-Pup has such a swell, meaty flavor. And there are three different kinds. There's Grow-Pup Ribbon, Grow-Pup Meal, and Grow-Pup Pellets. They're all mighty tasty and mighty good for your dog. Help give him lots of muscle, strong bones, and teeth. Remind Mother, next time she's marketing, to ask for Kellogg's Grow-Pup. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.